Greetings, Manazis, Fascist Lemming here, and this is the best current year ever podcast on RadioArian.com. I hope you've all had a great week. It was a, you know, kind of a boring week, to be honest. I guess the highlight was Donald Trump's immigration speech, where he said he wanted to return our immigration to historical norms. Really hardcore speech he gave, but that's been covered ad nauseum. So I don't really have much to say about it, except I'm really happy about it. Honestly, I was more thrilled about his trip to Mexico and basically just, putting the Mexican president in his place. That was very nice. So I got a lot of support for my new show here on Radio Arian, and I want to thank you guys so much for giving me all this love and support. It's very white privileging, and it's an honor. And so I plan on staying here for the foreseeable future, definitely. It's a good crew to be with. You have Matthew Heimbach, Dennis Wise, Sven Longshanks, Grandpa Lampshade, Raphael Johnson, and maybe someone I'm forgetting. I'm very sorry about that. You have Lee Rogers on the weekends with Sven. It's a great lineup, so I'm glad to be a part of it. So a few days ago, I made a YouTube video. By the way, I do have a YouTube channel for those of y'all who only listen to Radio Arian. Please check it out, Fascist Lemming on YouTube, where I have supplementary videos and just other videos of just me commentating on news events. I'm not only doing Radio Arian, but it is the main thing I'm worried about doing the best, because I know Sven's counting on me to give him a good show, and I know all you listeners are too. And I got a lot of listens, so it's very encouraging. So anyway, a few days ago, I uploaded a video to YouTube asking for donations, basically begging for shekels, basically. I've been hit by some rough financial times lately, and I've had commenters over the past months asking me for the opportunity to donate to me. So that's what I've done. I've opened up a PayPal account, and I got so much support. The donations I asked were for my own personal use, and I said, don't expect me to buy a new HD camera. You're just helping me out, showing me appreciation. And that's basically what I still plan on doing, but I actually got way more money than I expected, so I actually do plan on buying that HD camera pretty soon. And I mean, honestly, I got so much that at this rate, I could do this full time. I could quit my job, but this was probably just a fluke because I'm in rough times and people just wanted to help me out. Anyway, I wanted to just give a quick shout out to the people who donated to me. Just go through this real quick. You guys are going to be shocked. Over like $500 worth of donations here. We have AM. He gave me $40. We have Mr. Dion of Werewolf Radio. Great guy. I did a show with him a few months ago. He gave me $14.88. Thank you very much. We have RF, gave me $14.88. MO gave me $50. Thank you very much. FM gave me $14.88. JV gave me $300. You, sir, are my greatest ally. You, sir, have opened up brand new avenues to me of hope. Like, I get a donation that much. I want to make videos every day. I want to edit them. I want to effort post every single day because of receiving this much money in donations. It's almost like it's my duty now. I might have to start making videos every day like I used to. Moving on, TS gave me $35. KB gave me $10. KVC gave me $20. KP gave me $14.88. LA gave me $5. And BC gave me $14.88. And I had another person give me $1 on my Patreon account. You might just want to refund that. I'm not really sure. I think PayPal is good enough. I don't need Patreon. So once again, guys, thank you so much. And if you keep throwing me shekels like this, I am going to up my game big time. I'm going to like do interviews and have co-hosts and make even more videos for my YouTube channel, because this is like $6 million to me. Like, this is really going to help me with my financial struggles. But if y'all want to keep giving me more, then it's going to cover my financial struggles so well that I'm going to have to branch out and start actually getting real with this whole pro-white activism online and offline. So, we're going to cover some news now. Lots of good news this week. Basically, all the news stories I'm covering for today's podcast were taken from InfoStormer and Daily Stormer, the only two websites that I can't live without. They have the best headlines you've ever seen in the history of mankind. No doubt about that. And I also like them because they don't always cover the same exact stories. I'll find something on InfoStormer that I didn't see posted on Daily Stormer. Check those websites out. So, first headline from InfoStormer. Donald Trump calls out Jew-run Federal Reserve for creating a quote-unquote false economy. Isn't that nice? Remember, guys, a couple months ago, Trump tweeted about how we need to audit the Federal Reserve. And here's a quoting from the article. And this is a quote from Donald Trump directly. They're keeping the rates down so that everything else doesn't go down. We have a very false economy. At some point, the rates are going to have to change. The only thing that is strong is the artificial stock market. So that's very interesting. He described our economy as a false economy while discussing the Federal Reserve, having tweeted about calling for an audit a few months ago. And just him saying these things is encouraging enough. Hopefully he actually does audit the Federal Reserve. That might be a little too hopeful. I don't know. But we do know that the banking system, the Jew-run banking system, is the foundation of the whole white genocide scheme. Without the banking system, they couldn't have their stranglehold on the media, where they teach us to hate ourselves and race mix and teach us how evil our ancestors were. And without the bank, they wouldn't be able to bribe all the politicians and basically run our government through Israel. So it's very important that the banking establishment is attacked, even though, of course, the subject of banking is extremely boring. And I'd rather talk about how media is damaging us, but you couldn't have this media, subversion of our culture without the underlying funding that they get from their banking schemes. So keep it up, Mr. Trump. I hope you're serious about it. He did make a reference to dark banking circles a few months ago during a speech. He said that dark banking channels fund ISIS. I mean, what else could you possibly mean when you say dark banking channel? Obviously, you're talking about Jews. There's no other dark banking channel that could even conceivably exist. If it's dark, if it's deceptive, it's Jewish in terms of banking channels.
You are listening to the best current year ever with Fascist Levin.
So, moving on to the next article. This one's actually from Reuters. White nationalists use Twitter with relative impunity. And from the article, it reads, white nationalists and self-identified Nazi sympathizers located mostly in the United States use Twitter with relative impunity and often have far more followers than militant Islamists, a study being released on Thursday found. 18 prominent white nationalist accounts examined in the study, including the American Nazi Party. Like, really? The American Nazi Party? That's a prominent white nationalist? No. No one has ever heard of the American Nazi Party. Not even me. I've been doing this pro-white stuff for 5 years, or the Jew stuff for 5 years, pro-white stuff for 4 years. I've never heard of the American Nazi Party, okay? But it says, 18 prominent white nationalist accounts examined in the study, including the American Nazi Party, have seen a sharp increase in Twitter followers to a total of more than 25,000, up from about 3,500 in 2012, according to the study by George Washington University's Program on Extremism that was seen by Reuters. George Washington University's Program on Extremism. I wonder who's running that department. Oy vey, who could it be? The study's findings contrast with declining influence on Twitter Inc.'s Service for Islamic State, also known as ISIS, amid crackdowns that have targeted the militant group, according to earlier research by report author J.M. Berger and the findings of other counter-extremism experts and government officials. The report says, white nationalists and Nazis outperformed ISIS in average friend and follower counts by a substantial margin. Nazis had a median follower count almost 8 times greater than ISIS supporters, and a mean count more than 22 times greater. Anyway, yeah, we're more popular than ISIS, which is amazing since, you know, the Jews fund ISIS, you think they'd get more support, but I guess they're too belligerent, you know, and they get, you know, a 10-year-old to cut somebody's head off, or they cut off a 10-year-old's head, you know, these kind of things. You know, white nationalists, white supremacists, we just talk about, you know, securing an existence for our people and a future for white children. Not quite the same as cutting people's heads off for very trivial reasons. But of course they want to, you know, compare us to ISIS, right? That's what they're into. They call us the white ISIS, the redneck ISIS. These people are living in a dreamland. I mean, I guess maybe in the sense that ISIS is apparently the pure form of Islam, and maybe National Socialists are like the purest form of white advocacy, maybe that's the comparison, but we're not funded by Jews like ISIS is, okay? Like, Jews aren't gonna come and like give me medical aid after I do something like they do for ISIS. That's not how it works. Anyway, moving on to the next article from InfoStormer. Great headline right here. World rejoices as Jerry Heller, the Jew behind subversive Negro rap group NWA, dies. From Rolling Stone. Jerry Heller, the longtime music manager that helped launch the career of NWA and the gangster rap movement, died Friday. He was 75. Heller's cousin confirmed Heller's death to Billboard. According to TMZ, Heller died after suffering a medical emergency while driving that resulted in him sustaining serious injuries after crashing his minivan in California. It's still unclear whether Heller died from the medical emergency or the injuries from the crash. Well, I know God works in mysterious ways. I just hope that he died from injuries sustained during the crash. Okay, not only did he pull this anti-white rap culture, he was one of the leading figures to push that on our society here in the United States and ultimately the whole white world, basically. I'm just glad that he didn't die of natural causes because he is 75. He's old. He's got to live his life and do all the damage he can do, so it's kind of too late for his death to really matter, but it is satisfying to know that he got in a wreck while suffering from medical issues and died. That's very heartwarming. It's unfortunate that Sarah Silverman did not also die a few months ago when she had her health scare. I mean, it's the least she could have done for us is just die because she is such a horrible person. But just think of this guy, Jerry Heller. Okay, it seems mean. I'm over here basically celebrating his death. Look how many dead white people are on this guy's hands. How many white people have died thanks to the promotion of this rap culture, this gang culture, which is real easy to promote with niggers because they're inherently criminals anyways. They're into raping and killing people, especially if they're white, especially if the person they're killing is either smarter than they'll ever be or more beautiful than their mothers and wives will ever be. They like to go after white people. You see, they hate us because they ain't us. And I guess the Jews, they know this. They're aware of this fact. So that's why they were crucial in starting this whole rap culture that's basically niggerfying our entire society. It's embarrassing. Like, I even used to listen to rap, and I think back on it, it's so embarrassing. It's like such a source of shame and guilt to think of myself you know, cruising down the block in my 6'4", not really, but listening to this jungle music, it's horrible. So I'm glad he's dead. So we're going to move on to the next story. Speaking of Jews, brain-damaged bitch Hillary Clinton works with Jew Rothschild to fund failing campaign. And this is from the New York Times. I stand between you and the apocalypse, a confident Mrs. Clinton declared to last exhibiting a flash of self-awareness and humor to a crowd that included Calvin Klein and Harvey Weinstein, and for whom the prospect of a Donald J. Trump presidency is dire. Lady Lynn Forrester de Rothschild, a backer of Democrats and a friend of the Clintons, made sure attendees did not grill Mrs. Clinton at the $100,000 per couple lamb dinner Mrs. Forrester de Rothschild hosted under a tent on the lawn of her oceanfront Martha's Vineyard mansion. I said, let's make it a nice night for her and show her our love, Mrs. Forrester de Rothschild said. It's funny, these are like the richest Jews on earth, you know, tenfold conspirators say they have like $500 trillion, which is almost like a meaningless number. But they even have names like they're the richest Jews. Lady Lynn Forrester de Rothschild. Isn't it funny how Jew-controlled Hillary Clinton is? You know, for all these tenfolds that constantly want to remind me about Trump's 6 million Jewish ties, or the fact that, you know, Don Jr.'s wife is a half-Jew. Eric Trump's wife is a Jew. Ivanka is a Jewish convert, and her husband, obviously a prominent Jew, Jared Kushner. And even Tiffany, she's dating a Jew. Barron, he's too young to be dating anybody, so he doesn't really count. So people will tell me nonstop that I need to stop promoting Trump or whatever because he has all these Jewish ties. All I care about is the wall and the deportations and the peace with Russia and bringing our jobs back and probably six other things that matter to me. I'm not really worried about... Look, if all his kids being married to Jews isn't going to stop me, I don't think anything... I think literally nothing will change my mind on Trump at this point. That's why they call it Trump-tardism. And that's why I have Trump-tards Anonymous with the 12 steps. You can find it on my YouTube channel. But anyway, Hillary Clinton literally is a Jew puppet, like literally. Like all the Jews and the Jewish establishment, they hate Trump. It's really obvious they don't like Trump. In the meantime, you have Hillary Clinton at fundraisers with literally the most, one of the most powerful Jewish dynasties in the history of the world, basically. As of, you know, February 2016, I don't know how recent it is now, but earlier this year, her top seven donors were all Jews, including George Soros, Chaim Sabin, Sandler. I don't remember their names at the top of my head. Apparently, there might be some non-Jews in there giving her money now. But just think, she got like, what, $47 million from hedge funds? I can't remember the exact number. I'm sorry if that's wrong. But she got millions and millions and millions, tens of millions of dollars. Trump got $19,000, okay? That speaks volumes. So she literally is Jew-controlled, eating dinner with Lady Lynn Forrester de Rothschild, or as she's better known, Lady Lynn Forrester de Rothschild. Man, I wish I had the echo. See, throw me them shekels, guys. I might have to work on a hole. I can do drops and everything. You never know. We'll see. All right, so... Next article, also from InfoStormer. Mexico's president claims Donald Trump's immigration plans represent a danger to Mexico. And this is from the LA Times. Peña Nieto said Trump's proposal to end free trade agreements and deport millions of immigrants are a danger to Mexico. Imagine what that represents and tell me it is not a risk to Mexico, he said. When the president appeared side by side with Trump after their meeting at his residence in Mexico City, Peña Nieto described the meeting as open and constructive and said there had been misunderstandings about Trump's comments about Mexicans in the past. They shook hands before they parted. You see, you know what this means, right? The president of Mexico, how do you pronounce his name? Peña Nieto? I think P-E-N-A-N-I-E-T-O. Peña Nieto. Donde está el baño, por favor. That's how you speak Spanish in Texas. Okay, so when he was face to face with Trump, he had his tail between his legs. He's acting like a little wuss, a weakling, a coward. And just like a coward, as soon as Trump leaves, he starts bad-mouthing him again. is probably going to wind up endorsing Hillary like a snake, like the snake Vicente Fox did. Vicente Fox apologized to Trump. It was a fake apology. Hey, Trump, I apologize, but you should apologize. Like, that's not an apology, okay? And he endorsed Clinton. So these people are snakes. President Peña Nieto says that Trump's policies are a danger to Mexico. So what's so dangerous about his policies? The fact that you're going to get back the millions or hundreds of thousands of criminals that you've dumped into our country, or you're not going to be making a killing off of us anymore, stealing all of our jobs. I mean, maybe it is a danger for Mexico. Who knows? Because they're not going to be making a killing off us. But then again, you never know what Trump's going to do. He's a madman. For all we know, he's going to build the wall and you know, make new deals with trade. And it's for all we know, it might actually wind up benefiting Mexico even more than the current system is, where they're literally making a killing off of us. I mean, who knows what Trump's going to do? I tell you one thing I don't think he's going to do. He's not going to get elected and automatically change his mind and everything. If he does do that, though, I'm going full Turner Diaries, I promise you. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, can't get fooled again.
You are listening to Radio Aryan for an alternative to the anti-white system on RadioAryan.com.
All right, guys, next article from InfoStormer. I've kind of made it my deal lately not to cover the really triggering stuff, but I do have two triggering articles coming up, and they're just too important not to cover. So, first headline, South Africa, 18,000 plus murders in 12 months. And this is from the website About Croatia. The number of murders committed in South Africa between April 2015 and March 2016 rose to 18,673, an increase of nearly 5% compared to the same period last year, head of police crime research Norman something or other told Parliament on Friday. So, 18,500 murders this year, and that's only up 5% from last year. That's not very much. That means there was like 18,000 murders last year. And you see the images floating around talking about, you know, over 100,000 dead whites since 1994 in South Africa. That's where the real white genocide literally is happening. The figure suggests an average of 51 people were murdered daily in the country during the 12-month period. Of course, this isn't, you know, separating for race, so we don't know how many of these murders are, you know, I think they're mostly whites because it's just open season on whites there, but you also have the Chicago effect, you know, tons of black people. So I'm sure plenty of blacks getting killed there too. The murder rate in South Africa, which has one of Africa's highest crime rates, has increased by 20% over the past 4 years. 20% in 4 years, that's a pretty big jump. That's no good. It still seems to be a problematic crime. That doesn't make any sense. Excuse me, guys. Incidents of robbery with aggravating circumstances and house robbery rose by 2.7%, while acts of business robbery increased by 2.8%. And we know most of these victims are whites because really only whites have agency. I know theoretically non-whites have agency, which I guess is probably true to some extent, but we definitely have the most agency. So businesses getting robbed, you know, houses getting robbed, probably white victims. Anyway, you get the picture. Pretty bad stuff in South Africa. It's kind of sad that we're so powerless. We can't do anything for them. And it's kind of like they're on their own. They kind of have to fend for themselves. And it's crazy because you still see that anti-white, white liberals in South Africa. They still got like the cultural Marxists and the anti-whites, and like there's even still, I saw some recent news stories trying to act like there's still a lot of white privilege and white supremacy in South Africa, which is insane. Like, we're literally being killed by the tens of thousands, and our enemies are still trying to act like we're like racist bigots in South Africa. See, that's why we need a 100% white nation. Because all these Jews and all these mud people, they're always subversive. No matter what we do for them, the nicer we are to them, the more they'll accuse us of being mean, which is what they're doing to us in the Western world at this point. I mean, we have black everything running the United States government, and they're way more militant now than they've been in my lifetime. They're even, you know, blocking runways in London. I saw that story today. Like, you're literally blocking a runway. I wish someone would just, like, run these people over. I hate to say it, but it only has to happen once. Actually, I don't know. These niggas are pretty stupid. It'd probably have to happen like 6 million times for them to get the message. Anyway, next triggering headline, also from InfoStormer. Germany, 87-year-old woman Ursula Haverbeck sentenced to prison for questioning Jew Holocaust hoax. And this is from the DW newspaper. A court in Detmold on Friday sentenced Ursula Haverbeck to 8 months in jail on charges of sedition. The presiding judge ruled out the possibility of parole and said that Haverbeck had a lack of any kind of respect and that she had made more offensive comments in the courtroom. Haverbeck is expected to appeal against the sentencing. In Germany, anyone who publicly denies, endorses, or plays down the extermination of Jews during Adolf Hitler's regime can be sentenced to a maximum of 5 years in jail. Look how scared these Jews are, these anti-whites. They want to lock this 87-year-old female hero, right? Ursula Haverbeck, 87 years old, they want to lock her up for 8 months for what? For pointing out the truth that literally no Jews died in World War II whatsoever, like literally none. Not even one Jew died. That's my theory, at least. You know, they want to tell us 6 million died. I'll say none died. How about that? I think I'm closer to the mark than they are when I say literally not even one Jew died in World War II. I'm way more accurate than these lying kikes that want to tell us that 6 million of them got lampshaded. And, you know, fake wooden shower rooms that were disguised, or, you know, gas chambers disguised as wooden shower rooms. Basically, it's absurd. Never happened. There weren't even 6 million Jews in Germany anyway. And they don't even necessarily go by the number 6 million anymore. They had to revise their number for those supposedly lampshaded at Auschwitz. But it's all BS. Literally, no Jews died. And she's going to go to jail for 8 months for standing up. And, you know, maybe it does take someone who's a little older at the end of their life. And maybe she doesn't have as much to lose. You know, maybe when she was 35... she was thinking about being a Holocaust revisionist and was like, ah, never mind. I'm only 35. Not trying to do that right now. But now that she's 87, she's like all in, you know, ready to go. And I recommend that for all old people. Your days are numbered. You only got 6 months to a year left. You've been told. You might as well go full Nazi. You might as well go all the way and start telling the truth about the fake Holocaust that never happened. So, more Holohoax news, still with InfoStormer here. Holohoax monuments vandalized in Russia and Estonia. And this is from the Times of Israel. Unidentified individuals vandalized Holocaust monuments in Russia and Estonia. The Baltic country's Jewish community last week reported the drawing of swastikas on the Holocaust monument of the city of something I can't pronounce, which lies 10 miles east of the Estonian capital of Tallinn. Okay, there were swastikas, so that's kind of a red flag, like, hey, what you doing there, Rabbi? But, I mean, I don't know, if I was at a Holocaust monument, maybe I would draw a swastika. I almost probably wouldn't, simply because of the whole, hey there, what you doing, Rabbi, factor. I might draw something different. So there's two possibilities. You know, it's a Jew, it's a, hey, what you doing there, Rabbi, right, drawing their own swastikas, or it's the real deal, which is highly possible in Eastern Europe. You just never know. All right, yet another Holocaust article. Jew Gene Simmons says he never did drugs because of the Holocaust. And this was from the Daily Stormer. And there was some puff piece about Gene Simmons, and they're like, oh, how do you play all these acts every night when you're wearing 50 pounds worth of equipment and stuff? And he's like, oh, well, you know, I never did drugs, drank alcohol ever. And I did it because my mom survived a Nazi concentration camp. A lot of her family members were lampshaded, but she survived, so I do it for her. And the article points out that they pushed degeneracy and drug use and alcoholism, and then he's sitting here bragging about how he's way better off for not drinking or using drugs, even though that's literally all he promoted. He wants to rock and roll all night and party every day. That probably is a promotion of drug use and alcohol abuse and, you know, whoring around. So they were in there, you know, Jews just degenerating everything. God, it just gets so old. I'm suffering Jew fatigue right in the middle of recording this podcast. And I still have like two more Jew stories I got to cover here. So the next one from the Daily Stormer. Alt faggot Milo transferred scholarship fund money to his private bank account. And this is from, I guess, the Daily Beast covered this. Just a quick excerpt from that article. Yiannopoulos promised in January to create a college scholarship fund for white men who wish to pursue their post-secondary education that would be awarded in early summer 2016. The fund has raised somewhere between $100,000 and $250,000 to date, Yiannopoulos told the Daily Beast via email. But the Yiannopoulos Privilege Grant has not filed any paperwork to become a charity in the United States. When asked if an application for tax-exempt status had been sent by his lawyers to the IRS, Yiannopoulos said, "I'll check. I'll check." No scholarships have been awarded, and the charity's website shows there isn't even a way for prospective students to apply for them. You know, I remember when this happened, because I actually thought it was kind of cool. Like, okay, he's a gay Jew, but that's cool. He wants to help, you know, white males get into college with a specifically white male privilege grant. That's great. But obviously, that was in January. It's already September now, and he was promising to award these grants in early summer this year. So guess what, guys? You gave your money to the gay Jew. You got Jude. You know, I was on Grandpa Lampshade's Thoughts of the Day, a month ago or so, and we were talking about Milo. And Grandpa Lampshade promised Milo's fans that they were indeed going to get Jude by Milo. There's a straight Jewing operation. And from what I just read, you can tell he's not making any moves or efforts to actually give this money out the way he promised he was going to do it. So Milo Judas fans, just as was predicted by Grandpa Lampshade, no one could have predicted that a gay Jew would lie to his fans and steal money from them. That's just unheard of, literally unheard of, a Jew lying to his people for shekels. That's really funny. And we'll see what he does. We'll see what he does. But once again, he's a gay Jew. Maybe he's kind of like, maybe does something that seems kind of cool. Maybe, I don't know, but we don't need him. We don't need Jews. Anything a Jew can do, a white can do 6 million times better. Except for maybe, you know, ethnic networking and you know, this kind of stuff that the Jews are definitely really good at. You know, lying, usury, you know, charging interest. But anyway, next article. Speaking of charging interest, this article is also from the Daily Stormer. Jews offer interest-free loans. Goys need not apply. And this is a bank called Hebrew Free Loan. And the website says, Hebrew Free Loan provides interest-free loans to Jewish individuals in Northern California to fulfill a variety of financial needs. Our loans support individuals who are overcoming challenging financial situations or realizing life dreams. Those seeking loans must complete a process which includes meeting in person with a Hebrew Free Loan staff member and obtaining a guarantor or a security agreement. You got to meet them in person so they know you're a Jew. And there isn't necessarily anything wrong with this. I mean, I wish I could have my own white free loan bank where I give whites interest-free loans, but that's not happening. The whole point of this article is to illustrate the Jew and how the Jew operates. The Jew will charge the goy interest, but will not charge a fellow Jew interest. That way, they have an advantage over us. And that's why they do have all this power in the banking system and the media and politics, specifically because of this type of ethnic networking. So, anyway, next article. Southwest England. Alien Nazis leave swastika crop circle. And I kind of like the Lee Rogers and Andrew England spin on this. Is like, finally, the aliens are also admitting that, you know, we're right and Hitler did nothing wrong. But, I mean, a Nazi swastika, it didn't even really look like a Nazi swastika. It was more like one of them new agey, like, Vishnu-type looking swastikas. Either way, I'm going to bet that National Action did it. I mean, that. I hope National Action did that.
You are listening to the best current year ever with Fascist Levin.
All right, guys. One final story. This podcast won't be as long as last week's, but you never know. Next week's might be longer. Gonna try to keep it between 30 minutes to an hour. So, final article. This is from InfoStormer. Filipino shitlord Duterte tells Islamic terrorist group he will eat them alive. This guy, Rody Duterte. This guy, man, I mean, this dude's amazing. He really is, and I'm not sure I'd want to see what he's doing happen in a Western nation necessarily, but it is great to see it happening, and hopefully we can take the best of what he's doing and apply it to our own nations. Anyway, defending his tough stance against criminality, he said lawless elements like terrorists were already beyond redemption, and this is what he says. He says, if I have to face them, you know I can eat humans. I will really open up your body. Just give me vinegar and salt and I will eat you. That's true. If you annoy me to the fullest, I will eat you alive, raw, he said, eliciting chuckles from his audience, who included children. Oh, that's funny. Referring to Abu Sayyaf, which is, you know, some kind of, you know, mudslime terrorist group in the Philippines. He said, go ahead, set off bombs. Time will come when I will eat you in front of the people. I will devour you, and if I have to, erase you. How can you not love this guy, man? I'm not a cannibal, but this is some major bants. I will literally eat you and erase you. Like, wow. Amazing. And, you know, he also called Obama son of a whore this week. He said he's not an American puppet. This dude's amazing, man. He truly is. So anyway, guys, that's all I have for y'all today. I hope y'all enjoyed it very much. Once again, if you like what I'm doing and want to see more, feel free to throw me shekels. You can find my PayPal link on my main YouTube page. And my YouTube is Fascist Lemming. So this isn't the only place you can find me here at Radio Aryan. So, once again, thanks for listening, and I hope y'all have a good week. No matter what you do in life, keep it white.
Conservatives betrayed America.
Conservatives. white sovereignty and white nations.
There's no fucking Western white nation, which is safe. We don't want to be flooded with all these brown immigrants.
White sovereignty. White sovereignty and white nations.
No, we need more immigrants because white people aren't having kids.
White sovereignty. White sovereignty and white nations.
Oh, it's so overpopulated because we brought in all these brown immigrants, so white people need to stop having kids.
White sovereignty. White sovereignty and white nations.
What happens to all multi-ethnic empires, which is it is either going to break up or it is going to collapse.
Now, if you're shocked by what I've said so far, you're not on the alt-right. Not yet. But just wait. We're growing all the time. We're growing all the time. We're growing all the time. 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 All the time.